What's at stake is very much, I think, M5's reputation. There have been reports in Malian media about divisions at the top. There have been reports about some of the figureheads, not Imam Diko himself, but some of the other figureheads, former Minister Muntaka Tall and others, leaving the movement. I think they're very, very aware of the fact that their image has been tarnished by the July events, because Malians do not take kindly to vandalism, any kind of vandalism, looting, which occurred on a large scale in Bamako in July. So that is something that they want to prevent. And the other thing, obviously, is the cohesion of the movement. So it's the image and the cohesion of the movement, and whether they can keep this together. And this is obviously being complicated by the fact that the Malian government does not move.
And let's talk about that. What is the government's response to these planned protests? Is there any indication that the president will step down?
The government's position has been very consistent in that it says, listen, President Keita has been duly elected as president for a period of 5 years. And so he is not going to step down until that second mandate, which he is now fulfilling, has expired. And this is in 2023. And the government has been very consistent about this. The key demand of the opposition M5 movement, President Keita must go, is something that has always been answered by the government with the same statement, saying, no, he's not going, he's been elected, and he will stay on.
Now, what's Bamako like today? Are there police deployed in the streets?
There is an enormous police presence in the city, and this is building on previous experience after the July 10-11 events, when things got very, very badly out of hand. The police have been very active, or rather very proactive, in ensuring that whatever blockade of a major thoroughfare or a major bridge across the Niger River, whenever there was any sign that these big arteries of Bamako were going to be blocked, they moved in and quickly removed whoever was trying to do the blocking. From what I'm hearing is that there is something similar happening right now, in the sense that there is a huge police presence very certainly close to the Independence Place, the Independence Square, where this demonstration is going to take place, or is supposed to be taking place. And it is very likely that the authorities have decided to prevent anything major from happening.
One last thing is that I hear there may be some rainy weather today in Bamako. Is that also a concern for the protesters?
We're in the middle of the rainy season, and heavy, heavy thunderstorms have been predicted for today. And this means, in very practical terms, that parts of this city get flooded, which means that people either cannot even physically get to the demonstration, or they can't go home after the demonstration. This may well prevent people from taking part in any manifestation. Imam Diko, who is the de facto leader of this movement, has said, no matter, even if it rains solidly for 5 hours, we'll be out there in what they've built as the greatest sit-in in the history of the country, but they may well be bluffing.